Hey, can I make a prediction here? Here it is. You will walk away from this lesson with at least one strategy or idea to reduce your frustration as a worship leader, and you can start implementing that idea or strategy this week. But first, you have to listen to this. And what's this? This is part two of the email course, Build a Less Stressed Worship Ministry. And of course, you're listening to the audio version of it. But this mini course is focused on helping you create or renovate 8 essential ministry systems that will help you to lower your stress, increase your team commitment, and give you more time to do what you love. All right. By the way, thanks for taking time to read part one of Building a Less Stressed Worship Ministry. If you missed it or you want to review before you dive in, you can go ahead and click read lesson one up at the top. And by the way, I got some great comments and replies, and feel free to add more there on lesson one. So part one, though, really resonated with people, especially a couple of these points. And the first one was this: as a worship leader, you already have a system for everything you do in ministry, whether your system is intentional or accidental. And another point that resonated with people was this: your systems are ideally suited or ideally designed to get the progress and the behavior that you're currently getting, good, bad, or downright ugly. All right, let me say that one again. Your systems are ideally designed to get the progress and the behavior that you're currently getting, whether it's good or bad or ugly. And so the stuff in ministry that's causing us stress and frustration, like uncommitted behavior, like lateness, no-shows, frequent call-offs, things like that, or gossip and negativity and complaining, or unprepared musicians, or just too much administrative work, and on and on and on. All that stuff is happening because a system or a group of systems is allowing and even encouraging it to happen in some way. Now, over 9 years ago, I took the reins of a worship ministry that had really fallen from their glory days after being leaderless for the better part of a year. And it was a really painfully unhealthy team. And I went into that in the last lesson, so I won't go into it here. But it was through building up these 8 essential systems that I was able to turn that team around. And since then, I've worked with and I've shared this information with hundreds of churches who have built up and strengthened their ministries because of it. So let's go ahead and dive into lesson 2, which is the 8 essential systems and how they help with people problems. All right. So here's what we're going to do in this second session of Build a Less Stressed Worship Ministry. 2 things. I'm going to give you a super quick overview of the 8 essential systems. And then I want to talk on a practical level how a healthy system reduces your frustration, builds team member commitment, and saves you time, especially when it comes to people problems, because we all have got a few of those, right? All right, so here's the quick down and dirty overview of the 8 essential systems. The first one is your preparation process. These are the processes and expectations for the team to be musically ready for worship services. All right, then you have the new musician qualification process, and that's the process of attracting, qualifying, and inviting new team members into the ministry. Then you've got your scheduling process. This is a process of creating your team schedule or rotation or roster and the expectations for individual members then to respond appropriately to scheduling requests. Next, we have our service or our set planning, and that's the process for selecting music, planning segues, and creating a flow to the sets and the services. Next, we also have the song management and rotation. All right, and this is the process of managing a healthy song rotation that really promotes active participation by the church. And then we have your communication process. That's a process for communicating information and expectations to the team members, as well as distributing schedules, charts, and recordings. It also involves how the team interacts with each other. All right, next you have your team member development. All right, so that's your discipling process to help your team members develop the skills, the knowledge, and the character that they need to be successful team members. And last, we have the leadership development process. This is your process for identifying, training, and deploying leaders in your ministry. All right, let me give you those 8 systems again really quick since you're listening. Number 1 is preparation. Number 2 is new musician qualification. implementation process. Number three is scheduling. Number four is service and set planning. Number five is song management and rotation. Number six is communication. Number seven is team member development. And number eight is leadership development. All right, so let's talk about your eight systems. As you think through this list, I'm sure that you can start to identify and assess the systems you have for each area. Again, your system might be super intentional or it might be just kind of accidental. In other words, we either make systems happen or we let them happen. By the way, down below, you actually can learn about how to get a tool that you can use to assess the health of your systems, all right? So be looking out for that. Now, in the ministry areas where you have the most issues, do you see how a more intentional system will start to lower your stress and frustration level? All right, so let's get on to the second part of this lesson then, where we dive into some practical stuff and talk about how this system stuff helps with team member and leader issues, all right? So we're going to get practical about these people problems. All right, so what does it actually look like for a healthy system to reduce your stress, build team member commitment, and give you more time and freedom? Well, one of the truths about systems that really rattled my leadership cage was this. Every people problem can be traced to a system problem. I know I was a little skeptical when I first heard that one too, all right? So just hang with me here though, and let's look at some common people problems filtered through the lens of your ministry systems, all right? So first, let's talk about the unprepared musician. All right, if someone is showing up unprepared, that is, you know, he hasn't practiced, he hasn't learned the new song, there is something in your system of preparation that's allowing or even encouraging that. Maybe you don't have clear expectations about how prepared someone should be for rehearsal. Maybe you don't get the charts and recordings out to your team soon enough. Maybe this person thinks that rehearsal is the time to practice the song because really that's how rehearsal has always been run. So do you see how those aspects of your preparation system allow for bad behavior? All right, the next one I want to talk about, the latecomer lady and the frequent no-show guy, all right? So if you have a team member who arrives late for rehearsals or sound checks, you need to ask yourself this: what's allowing her to continue this behavior? Here's the thing. Do you wait for tardy people to show up before you start rehearsals and sound checks? By the way, rehearsals and sound checks are a part of your preparation system. Or do you just start without them so they feel the social pressure of walking into an in-progress rehearsal, all right? So there's some positive peer pressure there. And what do you do if you have that guy who frequently no-shows or cancels at the last minute? You know, you have to ask yourself, what is it about my scheduling process that's allowing him to keep doing this? And so for both the late lady and the no-show guy, you know, think about this. Have you had a one-on-one grace and truth conversation about their behavior, which would actually then be part of your communication process? And looking back a little further, was there something in your new team member qualification process that allowed a couple of slackers to be invited on the team? Now, here's the thing. While the qualification process can't deal with the current team member issues, it can help you establish better standards up front with new team members so you can help eliminate this problem from the get-go. All right. Now, another thing you could do is have regular one-on-one reviews with your team members, and that would be part of like a team development process. And in those reviews, you could address those issues and help them set some goals for arriving on time and committing to the schedule and so on. All right, so here's another people issue, which is actually a kind of a personal pet peeve of mine as a leader, and that's the Sunday morning jukebox is what I call it. So how many team members or other people in your church berate you with new song requests? Like, oh, we have to do this new song I just heard. You know, this isn't like a wildly stressful part of a worship leader's job, but it does weigh on us, that constant barrage of new songs that are coming our way and that we feel pressure that we have to do. All right? You know, and I sometimes think people think the worship team is their Sunday morning jukebox, all right? If I drop a quarter in the offering plate, that lets me select a song, all right? So to deal with this, Here's the thing. Do you have a process for vetting new songs? I've required my team members and others to fill out an online form when they want to suggest a new song. And that form requires them to provide me with the lyrics, a link to listen to it, and even answer a few questions about why and how they feel this song fits our church. And so not surprisingly, the quantity of my new song requests have dropped, but the quality of new song requests have skyrocketed, which is awesome because, you know, that means my team is thinking more discerningly about a song and not that it would just be fun or awesome to play and sing this one or whatever. All right. And by the way, that vetting new songs is really part of your song management and rotation system. All right, let's look at another people problem that involves our whole church. I call it the screen zombie church. All right. So have you ever looked out as you're leading and the congregation just looks like a bunch of zombies staring at the projection screen? All right. Now, it's stressful for us as leaders when our congregations aren't singing. You know, if my congregation isn't worshiping God through singing, something's wrong. And that's part of my job to help lead that. So this is in part related then to two systems, our process of song management and rotation and service and set planning. And so a few questions you can ask is this, you know, do I rotate in the same songs often enough so people really know them? Or am I throwing in too many new songs? Or are the songs that I plan, are they in a key that fits the congregation? And even more importantly, have I chosen songs that are congregational? That is, they can be sung by the masses and not just the musicians, all right? So you see in this connection between people problems and system problems? I hope so. So let me give you one more, and that's the rogue worship leader, all right? So let's say you have a guitarist, vocalist who fills in for you as a worship leader occasionally, and you come back from a much-needed vacation and look at last week's PCO Services app. You see a brand new song that's not in your rotation, nor did you plan for it to be introduced at any time. And you also spot another tune that your church hasn't sung in like 8 years. All right. And then you find out from your senior pastor that he had to cut his sermon short. It seems this worship leader decided to give a mini message of his own between every song. All right. So this people problem is definitely a system problem. And that system is leadership development. It includes everything from who we're choosing to lead, what parameters are set for autonomous decision making, and how we've trained them to do things like segues and transitions and more. And this people issue is, in this case, is also related to your set and service planning system. Maybe there wasn't enough oversight or boundaries in place, so this guy just took liberties and introduced a new song. So if you haven't given systems a lot of thought before now, you're still probably starting to connect your own people problems to the things you need to change in your current ministry systems. But even if you're seeing this correlation between stressful ministry issues and your systems, you might still be thinking to yourself, I'm just not that organized enough to make systems work. But let me tell you this. I'm not a naturally organized person. I'm not disciplined. I've never met a spiritual or physical discipline that I didn't want to give up after 2 days. And I'm a piler and not a filer. You know, finding something on my desk requires archaeological techniques and tools, all right? It's just big piles of stuff. And I forget stuff like anniversaries and birthdays and my kids' middle names, all right? And so here I am, the one telling you about systems, all right? That's crazy, right? But that should make it even more compelling for you. A guy like me made these systems work and built a healthy ministry out of it. Here's the thing, it's not easy, but if you take the time to build healthy systems in each ministry area, the system keeps you organized so you don't have to be. You know, left to my own disorganization, I would run an audition process differently every time if I hadn't developed the forms, the questions, the workflows, the song list, the music packets, and the interview steps for my qualification process. So that system lets me not sweat the process so I can focus on the person. All right, so that's enough for today's lesson. In part three, I'm going to give you some more practical stuff, some actual how-to for some of your ministry systems. But before I sign off, let me give you another tool, and it's a checklist to help you see how you're doing in each of the 8 essential systems. So here's what I'd love for you to do. First, download the 8 essential systems checklist. And on this page, scroll down, and you'll be able to find where you can download that. And then I want you to take 5 to 7 minutes to go through that checklist. All right. It won't take long at all. There's some stuff to read in the beginning that you can kind of skip through that if you've listened to part one and part two, you probably already have. But if you just go to the main checklist part, it'll take you 5 to 7 minutes to go through that. And then let me know which system needs your focus and energy the most. And to do that, I want you to go down to the comments section below on this page. And in this section, let me know which of your ministry system or systems that need the most work. And while you're there, tell me what people problems or other stress this system might be causing. All right. So go ahead and get the checklist and let me know which system needs your attention down in the comment section. Then be watching your inbox in a few days for lesson 3. We're going to get really practical and talk about how you can build healthier systems so you can lead a more effective and less stressed ministry. We'll talk soon. See ya.